With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. White House calling on the Supreme Court for an emergency order that would remove Lisa Cook from the Federal Reserve Board of Governors.
The administration is asking Chief Justice John Roberts for a temporary order that would immediately remove Cook from the board and a more lasting order from the court that would be in place while her legal case continues.
Correspondent Mark Sherman says it is a rather unusual case.
No president has fired a sitting Fed governor in the agency's 112-year history. Trump says he wants to fire Cook because of accusations that she committed mortgage fraud, which he says make her untrustworthy to hold such an important job. Cook has denied those charges and said she won't be bullied by Trump.
President Trump cheering the suspension of late-night TV host Jimmy Kimmel. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president called Kimmel's suspension great news for America.
He said a horrible thing about a great gentleman known as Charlie Kirk.
ABC pulled the show after pressure from Trump's FCC chairman, but the president said it wasn't a free speech issue.
You can call that free speech or not. He was fired for lack of talent.
Writing online, the president called for the removal of NBC's late-night hosts, Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers, citing horrible ratings. Greg Clugston, Washington.
As millions mourn his death, it's been announced that Charlie Kirk's wife, Erica, will serve as the next CEO of Turning Point USA. Protesters hitting France with transport strikes, demonstrations, and blockades targeting Paris Metro. NVIDIA has announced a new partnership with Intel to work on a number of programs, including custom data centers and personal computer products. NVIDIA also investing $5 billion in Intel. This is SRN News. Well, marriage is changing in Northern Ireland.
A new survey indicates that there are more humanist weddings taking place in the country than Protestant ones. The Northern Ireland Statistics and Research Agency reports that about 15% of all weddings that took place last year were of the humanist variety, up sharply from less than 1% when the government recognized such unions legally in 2018. Meanwhile, the majority of weddings in Northern Ireland are Catholic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Midwest has a well-deserved reputation for friendliness and hospitality, but a new report finds the region having a problem with anti-Semitism as well. The survey by the Anti-Defamation League charts 68% increase in anti-Semitic incidents across the entire Midwest, number of states ranging from 23 to mid-2024. This is SRN News. A Taliban crackdown to prevent immorality is spreading across Afghanistan.
More and more provinces are losing access to fiber optic internet after the country's leader imposed a complete ban on the technology. It's the first time a ban of this kind has been imposed since the Taliban seized power in August 2021. Mobile internet remains functional, however. The Northern Balkh province confirmed a Wi-Fi shutdown on Tuesday with reports of severe disruption in other parts of the country. Keith Peters, Washington.
Russia and Vietnam have developed a mechanism to conceal arms deal payments to avoid American and other Western sanctions, using profits from joint energy sector ventures to pay for defense contracts. Internal Vietnamese documents were obtained by the Associated Press, showing that arrangement the two countries have. More details at srnnews.com.